In this podcast, Nigel Rigler, a Warwick graduate, talks about his career in local government with Stroud District Council, where he is now a strategic director. Nigel offers an insight into the various activities carried out by local government and explains that there are many different ways to get into the sector.
Good evening, everyone. Joy of local government, and I'm hopefully going to sell you on local government as a career to go into in the future. It's interesting, if I was to ask all of you what your perception was of local government or councils in general, you've probably got a sort of a vision of a dusty town hall full of people feathering their own nests. They're not really that interested in the local people they purport to serve. I'm sure there are a few councils around like that, but it's certainly not the case in Stroud, and it's certainly not the case in the vast majority of councils across the country. They're wonderfully diverse organisations who are set up to serve local people, to listen and to deliver what local people actually want. And now that's the exciting thing about local government. And I'll say a bit more about what we do and how we do it as we go through. And I think it's fair to say there's no one route in. There are many ways into local government. I think what I want to do tonight, just say a bit about Stroud, just so put the council in context of the police and the civil service and everything else. A bit about my role. I suppose I'm probably, 12, 15 years on from my first degree. So I suppose I've had 10 to 12 years in the marketplace, really, and moved on within that. A little bit about local government. Certainly about the good, but it's not all good, so there's a bit of bad and a bit of ugly in there. Some reflections on ways in and how you might go about that, how I've got there, and perhaps a bit about what it takes to progress. For those of you who are interested, local government, you either find unitary councils, which are councils that do everything, so education, social services, through to emptying the bins. In Gloucestershire, we have a two-tier system, so we have a county council that does education, social services, those sorts of things. And then we have the wonderful district councils, which I work for, and we empty the bins and do all of those sorts of things. But I'll come on to that in a moment. We serve 110,000 people in about 48,000 households, 560 staff, quite a sort of in turnover terms, I suppose, 76 million. So quite a lot of money coming and going into the council, and everything that goes with the scrutiny and the probity around public spending, public money. We still have a housing stock, so we still run council houses, and they make up the vast majority, if you like, of our asset base. And all the things we do, which include refuse and recycling, running leisure centres and leisure services, running council houses, regenerating town centres and villages, working with the local police through crime and disorder partnerships, working with the health service in terms of and social services in terms of services for older people. All of the things we do, some we deliver directly and some through contracts are put out into the private sector. That's why I say there are many ways into local government. You can actually be in the private sector and effectively be working for a local government, delivering a service to local people. So there are many ways in. Ultimately, local councils are political animals. So there are elections, every 4 years in our case. And at the moment, we have a Conservative administration. So there are 51 elected members representing the Conservative Party, Labour Party, Liberal Democrats, Greens and Independents. And the Conservatives have the majority administration. So effectively, they set the policy, they set the budgets, because they've got a mandate from local people, just as you would find at a national level. So very diverse sort of organisations. My role, we have a sort of a leadership team of the chief executive and two strategic directors, of which I'm one. I won't dwell on this too much, but there's effectively three strands to the job. As the senior managers within the organisation, quite a lot of our time is spent dealing directly with the politicians. So helping them articulate politically what they want to achieve for local people, and then using our resources, our financial resources, our human resources to try and deliver those local political priorities. So quite a lot of time spent in that sort of political arena. I'm also lucky enough to lead on a couple of corporate areas, so issues around environment, services for older people, quality and diversity, performance management, sort of corporate agendas that cut across all of our services. I lead in those areas. And just because I don't think I'm busy enough, I also have sort of line management responsibility for, at the moment, things like human resources, ICT, sort of policy and marketing and communications, as well as community safety. So a diversity of activity, and that's one of the fun things about the jobs. One of the good things about working in local government is that it's the sort of the diversity of opportunity, because local authorities do so many different things. There are so many different ways of expressing yourself in terms of what you want to do for local people. So that diversity of opportunity is really important. We've got fingers in every pie, really, whether it be museums, leisure, all the way through to sort of quite hard-nosed regeneration, development sites, planning, all those sorts of things. And ultimately, at the end of the day, that political dimension is important, because we are the counterweight, if you like, to central government. So we actually need strong local government. Not everything can be delivered from Whitehall, as much as perhaps the current government would like to think it can deliver everything from Whitehall. It can't be. And you need strong local government willing to listen to what local people want and actually deliver the services that they want at a council tax level that they're willing to ultimately to pay. We do have pretty good terms and conditions. Not quite as good as the civil service or the police, but they're not bad. And ultimately, in the public sector, it is about the package that is available from employers. So yes, salaries are reasonably good, but you'll find a whole range of other things that are in the packages that help you at sort of points in your life, if you like. So sort of maternity cover leave that I've had to use again recently, or carer's leave, all those sorts of things that crop up from time to time in your working life, and actually local government supporting its employees to actually be able to work flexibly. I think that's one of the real benefits of working in the public sector. And ultimately, at the moment, it's still a final salary pension scheme, so that's extremely valuable in the longer term. Some of the not so good things, well, we are spending public money, quite large amounts of public money, and there's an enormous amount of accountability, responsibility and scrutiny that goes with that, both at a local and a national level. Can be frustrating but fully understandable in terms of justifying what we're doing and how we're doing it. Government policy I've already touched on. And perhaps within local authorities, still a certain air of what I would call paternalism. You will find in some professional groups that delivering services that the professionals want to deliver in the way they want to deliver them, not in the way that local people would actually like to consume them or experience them. And that can be really, really wearing and tiring if you're trying to change things, if you're trying to make a difference and be a champion of local people. Ways in, many and varied. Certainly the larger local authorities, the sort of the Coventry cities of this world, the big unitaries, will have graduate recruitment programmes, the sort of things others have talked about. There are ways in through the professions, if it's accountancy or if it's planning or environmental health or leisure and tourism type courses that you might be doing. There are ways in through the professions. There are ways in through general management, increasingly in the public sector and across sectors actually. Good grounded skills in general management effectively will allow you, you don't need to be a leisure specialist to manage a leisure service. You don't need to necessarily increasingly need to be a planner to be the head of a planning service. You need to be able to deploy quite significant amounts of resources to deliver what local people want. And that's a different set of skills to being just a good professional. And because of the diversity of the way in which we deliver services, you can effectively be working for a local authority and be in a private company delivering a service for it, or be in a voluntary organisation delivering a service for a local council. So there are many ways in. And I sort of use the term carefully, hence putting bottom in sort of quotes, but I think that I wouldn't be afraid, if you want to get into local government, going into any job at whatever level sort of thing, because stars do rise in local in local authorities. I mean, one of the things we're very keen about, because we know over the next 10 years something like 30% of our workforce are going to retire, we know we've got to manage the talent that we've got in the organisation already, and that does mean spotting people early and bringing them on through the council, so we're developing our managers of tomorrow. But ultimately, spend some time in a council, look at the websites, look at the local council magazine. Don't be afraid to ask to go in and, you know, get a taster to do a week in a service area. I think you do have to have a couple of things though. Whatever route you choose to go into local government, I think you've got to have a mix, and I don't know, the others may or may not agree, but in terms of public sector generally, but I, from a local council point of view, I think you've got to believe in local democracy. You've got to believe it can't all be run by central government. You've got to want to be working in an organisation that is listening to local people and trying to make a difference at that local level. It is about emptying the bins. It is about recycling. It is about running good quality leisure services. It is about making sure council house tenants have got decent and affordable housing. It is about all of those things. And those things can only be done at a local level because they require the input of local people. I think you have to have a strong public sector ethos, and I would put that another way. You've got to want to make a difference. You've got to want to shape communities. You've got to want to make things better for people. So I think if that's the sort of thing, if that sort of floats your boat, if that's the sort of thing you want to do in your career, then that's the opportunity that local government and local councils offer you. And I really would encourage you to think about it and to think about wanting to either shape a community or improve the quality of life for local people.